AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is heading to Pittsburgh to push for his infrastructure plan just hours after a bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president will speak just 2 miles from where a two-lane steel bridge went down. There were no deaths, but the dramatic event offers a striking example of what he often calls the nation's crumbling roads and bridges. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman calls the collapse a wake-up call that infrastructure investments are needed. Yet he and another leading Democrat on the statewide ballot this spring are claiming scheduling conflicts and will not attend today's event with the president, whose approval ratings are down sharply. Democrats in other states have also started distancing themselves. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia says it's not going to start a war in Ukraine, but the U.S. and NATO have ignored its demands and left little room for compromise. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says what happens next is up in the air.
We are ready for both options. We are working hard for the best peaceful political solution, but we're also prepared for the worst. Russia once again using force against the neighbor Ukraine.
Russia does not want Ukraine to join NATO. At the funeral for fallen police officer Jason Rivera in New York, his wife Dominique said through tears,
"The system continues to fail us. We are not safe anymore. Not even the members of the service."
Rivera was gunned down with his partner last week in an ambush that left the New York Police Department in mourning and the city on edge. State and local governments reported more than $117 billion in revenue losses for the first year of the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to an AP analysis of newly available data. But those shortfalls proved less severe than originally feared. This is AP News. The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of consumer prices shows the highest level of inflation in 4 decades.
The Commerce Department's Personal Consumption Expenditures Index rose 5.8% for 2021, the steepest increase since 1982. A combination of brisk consumer spending running up against snarled supply chains boosted the cost of food, furniture, appliances, and other goods. The report also shows consumer spending fell 0.6% in December as the Omicron wave of COVID-19 cases discouraged many from traveling, eating out, or visiting theaters and other entertainment venues. At the same time, incomes rose 0.3% last month, providing fuel for future spending. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain's Prince Andrew has given up his honorary membership to the Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews as he fights allegations of sexual abuse that have forced him to retreat from public life. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.